Everybody reading these words, the elite have launched their fail-safe plan. This was predicted years ago. They did it in February. But it was kickstarted in China. And those of you think that this bug started in China, didn't start in China. It wasn't created in China. It was released in China. It's very similar to 1918 Spanish flu. It was created right here by the elite in the United States. And then it was shipped to Spain. For whatever reason that they did, whatever geopolitical, political, economic reason that they did it. And then it was named the Spanish flu. They're doing the same thing to the Chinese that they did to the Spanish in 1918. Same scenario. So right now they're identifying weaknesses in their plan. They are perfecting their plan. That's the thing you have to realize. They're not only testing the bug that they're using against us, they likely already have the second half of this binary weapon already prepared for release next year in February. Very similar things are going to happen on the next cycle, but way worse, way, way worse. Remember, this is the Herald strain. Herald strain, like the H1N1 in 2009. They released it. Everybody carries it. Most of the people walking around have it right now. It's the Herald strain. It's supposed to produce no symptoms. It kills people that have weakened immune systems, and that's why you see the older people that appear to be targeted. They're not being targeted. They have weaker immune systems. The very young people with AIDS, people, there are different classifications of people with weakened immune systems. That's why they have you locked down right now. They're locking you down like cattle. They want you to get accustomed to being treated like sheeple. You're being locked in there, and you're not getting the herd immunity that you're supposed to get from herd. The herd immunity is what protects us every year when the new flu comes out of China. They try to predict. Sometimes they hit. Sometimes they miss on the vaccine. But whenever the herd starts getting it, then the herd builds up a herd immunity to it. We're not going to get that being locked down. That's the reason there's such a big disconnect between what the doctors are saying. It's in this report. There's absolutely 100% of what the doctors say are, it's true. And they're absolutely 100% wrong at the same time. Now, that must be disturbing. The reason is because this is not what's going on. This is a cover for something else. Those doctors don't realize that. They don't realize this is connected to the Underground Ark City program. The elite want to run to the Underground Ark City programs. They're practice drilling right now for next cycle. It's going to be May of 2020. They're going to play this the 30, 60, and 90-day game that they played with us on this cycle. They're going to do the same thing on the next cycle, but the bug is going to be a killer. This thing is going to mutate. It's either going to mutate by itself by getting into the right bat or the right whatever. If it's an avian strain, if this thing gets into a bird and mutates, this thing could kill. Some avian strains kill 90% of the people they infect, just to give you an idea. We're not going to be, this thing is going to come to an end, just like Trump said from the very start. The warm weather. Well, it's because after May is June, and there's going to be the warm weather. They plan to turn this thing off back in February when it was released in China. They made this plan ahead of time. The disconnect between the doctors and the CDC and the White House protocol is because the CDC and the White House are they're puppets of what's going on in Denver. The Council on Foreign Relations, the House of Rothschild, that Denver Underground Ark City where they're running the real world simulation. It's about AI protecting the Underground Ark City program. That's what this is all about. They need to integrate everybody into that real world simulation so AI can point to and neutralize any threat in the environment that's going to wake up the sleepers that are in direct proximity to the elite so they do not have a civil war to ruin everything. They don't care about waking up the sheeple at all. They did 9/11 right in front of you and nobody cares. It was done by Cheney and Rumsfeld. It was planned since the days of George Bush. Continuity of government is what they wanted to execute, and they got exactly what they wanted. They got the Patriot Act. They got everything that they wanted. They stole trillions of dollars, and they're heroes. That's how we're surrounded by dupes. Those of you watching this video, you're not the dupes. You're the people that are waking up, but we're surrounded by dupes that will believe anything that they're going to do, and they're being herded like sheeple right now. And eventually, FEMA, whenever the last state gives their approval, FEMA takes over, and the FEMA camps come into play. You don't see any FEMA camps in this cycle. Why? Because this is, you don't see the military being sent in like they would have if this was the cycle. On April the 15th, 16th, 17th, the military would be everywhere. It's not happening. that they're saving that part for the next cycle. The military is chain of command. They do not have to regiment and test like they do the local police, like they were doing back in February and March, or the National Guard, even, that came in right behind them, remember? Even doing logistics and moving food around, things like that, they should have transferred that over to the military. It didn't happen because this is a mock run. 100%, well, 99% sure, I should say, mock run. They've packed bags for a long trip, put it that way. You can tell standing at the airport who's making a long trip with all those bags. They're pulling all these bags behind them, and who's got a carry-on that's going for a short. You can tell. The elite have tipped their hand. This is what they're going to do. Okay, so they're using a contagion against us. That's where we use the best natural means necessary for neutralizing that threat. That's my job. Threat assessment, contingency planning, not for the House of Rothschild, like AI's doing, but for you guys. So to protect yourself against this, you're going to put up a shield, and it's going to be something that's natural. It's going to be something that's good for you to build your immune system up. That's where the nanosilver comes in, for neutralizing that threat. You want to have it in your bloodstream so you deny the bug the opportunity to join with your DNA and replicate. The fact that they're identifying the finger, the created in a lab fingerprints, more and more doctors are doing this. They're realizing, they're looking at the markers that are in here. They're looking at what was engineered into this thing. And it's engineered for mutation. That's why there's over 40 of them already. And no doctor knows which way this is going to go. Nobody does. Because this thing can get inside of the right bat, the right animal, or the right human being that has a weakened immune system, that has contracted Ebola or anything. And then this thing can become a recombinant. So it takes on the DNA and the features of the avian flu or whatever this thing joins to. The worst case scenario for us is that this bug, you see where it's getting in dogs and things? This thing gets inside the wrong bird. And then this thing mutates and then it changes. And there's no vaccine in the world that they're going to do. Whenever it changes, people, and if you look in the instructions that Doug created for us, God bless him, it talks about hemorrhagic fever, things that happened later in the timeline when this thing mutates. That means that a person contracts this, no longer has a 27-day gestation or incubation period. This, because it's no longer the herald strain. Because you want a herald strain you sent out, you want it to have a long incubation period because nobody even knows they have it and they're shedding it, they're spreading it. That's the characteristic. Primary feature of a herald strain is the extended incubation period. The bug, whenever it mutates, it gets in the right bird and it changes. This thing can have a 1 or 2, 3 day incubation period, and it can kill the person 4 to 5 days. In 4 to 5 days from contraction, hemorrhagic fever, that means you bleed out of every orifice of your body until you're dead. Okay? So you're not going to be able to protect yourself with any vaccine. Just the word vaccine is not even part of this scenario. You're not dealing with something naturally occurring in the environment. You're dealing with something constructed to kill people. You say, well, there's only this many dying. See, that's where the doctors are wrong. Yeah, there's only so many. The case is only this much because that's the herald strain. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's engineered that way. It's when the thing mutates. They're not thinking about when the thing mutates. The overreach of the governments and things like that is they know this is a biological weapon. They know this thing's going to mutate. They know this thing's going to kill millions and millions and millions of people. Not the herald strain, the mutated strain. So whenever any of these strains get into your system, it's going to begin as just the teeniest little thing. That's why you want to have the silver in your bloodstream so that it comes in contact with it. When this thing reaches out to inject itself into your cells and to grab your DNA so it can begin the replication, it's not going to be able to do that. So that's what you call an inhibitor. Okay, so that's my job, to identify the threats, give you guys the opportunity to neutralize that threat. It's up to you. Very similar to the H1N1 that they rolled out. The H1N1 for 2009 and 10, precursor for this. This is all connected. This is Rothschild, Rockefeller, Gates, eugenics. See Gates in there? He's being the front man now for Rockefeller, for the House of Rothschild and the elite. Right now, he's taking the heat. But whenever you point fingers at everybody, I mean, Gates and this and that, the Chinese, this and that, right, becomes a giant blob. That's part of the counterintelligence operation to desensitize people, and even just like 9/11, that's what they did to everybody. Pointing fingers here and there, always here, it was there. Intelligence community, is running their false narrative. Counterintelligence on the other side, battling back. You're in the middle watching them bounce this ball back and forth, and it's all false narrative. So they wake up. Read the book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, by former Congressman Gary Allen. Learn how the House of Rothschild, with their central banks, with their, he's not going to talk about the eugenics program. He didn't know about that yet. But that's what chemtrailing came from. That's why it's always going to be there, just like the feds always going to be there. There's no cabal going to be taken over. Trump is a puppet, their puppet. It's just like Nancy Pelosi. She's going to the underground arc cities too. You just look at all they went through with all that. We're going to impeach him stuff to keep you mesmerized. Why they were planning this. So now you're sitting at home. You're looking at everything that's going on. They're gaslighting you. On one side, oh, it's fake. It's a bogus virus. On the other side, then it's killing this many people and this many people. You know, so you're in the middle going back and forth. It's gaslighting. People do gaslight you whenever they want to control your thoughts, your ideas. They want to put their thoughts and ideas inside of you. Precisely what they're doing, they're trying to transform you into sheeple so that whenever it comes time to go to the FEMA camps, you're willing to be locked down here. Oh, but for your peace and safety, we're going to have to do this over here. They're doing this one stage at a time. It's a psychological warfare. They're playing on you right along with the biological warfare. And that's, again, my job, to show you the countermeasure so that you can have a defense against neutralizing that threat. That's as much psychological as it is physical. Then, poor Anna, I really feel for you. She was the one that she wanted to get her nanosilver, and she's going to have to wait until this order is taken down from Australia. I don't know if there's others going on. I saw Georgia has a similar situation like this. I don't know if it affects the shipping yet. Thing to realize is what's happening in Australia. This thing can go two ways. They can relax everything. It looks like they're trying to relax everything, right? It can be a head fake and go the other way. So you want to have the ability to neutralize the threat as it's coming, because what you're going to be hearing in the future is a second wave. Oh, this is a third wave. There's going to have these different waves coming through. They're going to continue manipulating not only you with the media and their intelligence, counterintelligence, psychological warfare, but they're going to be manipulating on this bug too. And they're going to see what they can get away with. They're going to push the line, push the envelope, get right to the edge, rework their propaganda, run their polls, and see how much further they believe that they can push the envelope. All of this in preparation for running to the underground arc cities starting in February of 2020 in anticipation of a May 20th Black Star Earth crossing event. That's what it's about. This is the example of the fellow right here. You notice his YouTube video was taken down, no surprise. Google, YouTube, CIA, Council on Foreign Relations, House of Rothschild. This doctor right here, really, really smart. His colleagues, really, really smart. 100% right in everything he says. Absolutely wrong at the same time. Because he doesn't see the Black Star coming. He doesn't realize the Underground Arc City program. He doesn't know about the magma plume formation. It's going to blow up underneath us. He doesn't see the big picture. He's got his hands out here explaining like he's explaining the whole story. He doesn't even have a third of the story. You cannot draw the accurate conclusions unless you have access to all of the evidence and all the data to be able to put it into the grinder, mill it out, disseminate it. It's the only way possible. That's where Project Black Star Investigation is head and shoulders over every other investigation that I've ever seen.